the United States of America, known as land of the free, home of the brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. By welcoming all the world's people and affording them unprecedented opportunities, America has embraced the most talented minds in all fields and from all countries. In becoming a true melting pot with few barriers to success, this young nation has become a model for others to follow.
The United States has dozens of major cities playing an important role in U.S. culture, heritage, and economy. In 2004, 251 incorporated places had populations of at least 100,000, and 9 had populations greater than a million, including 5 important global cities: New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia. In addition, there are 50 metropolitan areas with populations over a million, including Long Beach, Dallas, Boston, Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego. With no official language, English is the de facto language of the U.S. About 82% of the population speaks only English at home. Although not all Americans speak English, it is the most common language for daily interaction among both native and non-native speakers.
Opportunities in this country are only limited by our imagination and our ability. Indeed, two of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, hail from America, and both started their companies from the ground up. But despite its success as one of the world's superpowers, the United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. She first visited America in the late 1980s in response to the earnest and sincere invitation of spiritual aspirants. Since then, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted many invitations from around the country to share her wisdom and knowledge on spirituality.
Over the years, with her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the country. For example, in 1993, many parts of the Midwest of the U.S. were flooded as a result of heavy rainfall. Supreme Master Ching Hai's heart went out to these victims, and thus she immediately sent relief teams to this region to provide financial and material assistance. In 1994, in recognition of her compassion and contributions to these states, the governors of 6 Midwestern states, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas, presented Supreme Master Ching Hai with the World Spiritual Leadership Award and also proclaimed February 22nd as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Qinghai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. Contributions were given to the Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross, National Red Cross in Washington, D.C., National Salvation Army, Crisis Link, an organization to help the families of the Pentagon victims, and the Virginia Hospital Center, where many of the injured victims from the Pentagon were treated. In New York, Supreme Master Qinghai's contributions were directed to the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross, and the Firefighters Memorial Fund. Additional contributions from Supreme Master Qinghai were allocated for relief supplies. Our association members on site at Ground Zero provided supplies, medicine, and daily nourishment of delicious vegetarian food and hot coffee to relief workers. For rescuers who were in areas too dangerous to leave, the Qinghai Mobile Meal Truck, the only mobile food unit at the time, delivered food directly to those workers.
As an embodiment of true love, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. From the elderly to the homeless, the orphaned and the impoverished, the victims of natural disasters, all are recipients of Supreme Master Qinghai's love. Everywhere she goes, Supreme Master Qinghai leaves an indelible impression on the hearts of all those who met her or received her unconditional assistance. For many, Supreme Master Qinghai's words of wisdom act like a loving balm that soothes their aching soul as they yearn to return to God's embrace. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture, given by Supreme Master Qinghai at the United Nations in New York, USA, on June 26, 1992, entitled The Mystery of the World Beyond.
Master Qinghai so graciously has agreed to give us here at the United Nations, and I'm just so happy that she has, you know, come to speak to all of us.
So welcome to the United Nations, and please pray together for a while in your own belief that we are grateful for what we have, what we are given. And we wish, we hope that those who have not enough will be given the way we are given. The world's refugees, the war's victims, the soldiers, the government leaders, and of course the United Nations leaders will be able to accomplish what they want and live together in peace. We believe what we ask will be given because it is said so in the Bible. Thank you. The theme of our lecture is Beyond This World. Because I don't think I would like to talk to you about this world anymore. That you all know, yes? You know this world. We have United Nations. We have America, New York, the Apple. But beyond this world, we have other things. I think all of you who came here would be interested to know. It is something very scientific, very logical, and very important. We all heard that in different kind of religious Bibles and scriptures, it is mentioned that there are seven heavens, there are different level of consciousness, there are the kingdom of God within, there are Buddha nature, etc. What lies in the kingdom of God? Why should we bother about the kingdom of God? If we already have enough work to do in the world, and we have a job, and we have secure houses, and we have enough loving relationship, etc. Precisely because we already have all this, we should be concerned about the kingdom of God. It sounds too religious when we say the kingdom of God. It's actually just some level of higher consciousness than people in the old day, they say it is heaven. But in a scientific term, we can say it is the different, a higher level of knowledge, a higher level of wisdom. And this we can have access to, should we know how. So lately in America, we have heard of the late invention. People even have a machine to put you into samadhi. They say that this kind of machine can put you into a relaxing state. Then you would achieve the high level of IQ. That's supposed to give you high knowledge, high wisdom, and then you feel great, etc. Even these artificial things could put us into a relaxed mood and increase our IQ. Then, could you imagine how much the real things can help us in our wisdom? The real things is beyond this world, but it's accessible to every man, should we want to contact with it. This is the inner heavenly music and the inner heavenly sound. And depends on the intensity of this music, of the inner light or inner music, we can push ourselves beyond this world, go into a deeper level of understanding. I guess it's just like the law of physics, you know, when you want to send some rocket into beyond the gravity, you have to have a lot of pushing power behind that. And also when it flies very fast, it also emanates some light. And also we can hear the sound. The sound is the kind of vibration power that push us into the higher level. But it does that without any noise, without much trouble and no cause and no discomfort to the experienced. This is the way to go into the beyond. And what is beyond this world that is better than our world? Everything that we can imagine and cannot imagine. Once we experience this, then we know. No one else could tell us really. But we have to be persistent in that. And we have to truly be sincere. Otherwise, no one else can do it for us. The same like no one else can replace you to work at the UN's office. And you get paid for that. The same as no one else could help us to eat and then we get satisfied. Therefore, the way is to be experienced. We could listen to someone who has experience to tell us, but we cannot gain much experience from that. We may do for one time, for a couple of times, or some days, due to the power of that person who experienced God. Then we might see some light or hear some sounds very naturally, without our effort. But in most cases, it doesn't last very long. So we have to also experience it and do it ourselves. Beyond our world, there are many different worlds. We could just put an example, like the one a little bit higher than us, yeah? What we call the astral world in the Western terminology. In the astral world, they have even 100 and more different levels. And each level is the world of itself, and it represents our level of understanding. It's just like we go into the university, yeah? And then each grade, as we go through the university, it represents our understanding more about the university teaching. And then slowly we move to the graduation. In the astral world, we will see many kind of so-called miracle, and we probably will be tempted also by miracles. And we probably will have miracles also. We can heal the sick. We can sometimes see something that other people cannot see. We have at least 6 kinds of miracle power. We can see beyond the ordinary boundary. We can hear beyond the limit of space. The distance doesn't make difference to us. And what we call the heavenly ears and the heavenly eyes. And then we can see through the people's thinking. And what he has in his mind, sometimes we can see, etc. And also we know many things that other people do not know. And many things come to us just like gift from heaven, sometimes financially, sometimes career-wise, and sometimes many other things. And we begin to be able to write poems, or maybe we can draw pictures, and we can do something that we have not been able to do before, and we couldn't imagine we could. We can do that. These are very material benefit that we can get when we are in the first level of consciousness. These things are inherent inside us, and only because we have awakened them, they become alive, and then we can make use of them. Now when we go to the higher level, for example, then we see many other things and we achieve many other things. Of course, I cannot tell you everything because time, for example, yeah, also it's not necessary to listen to all the beautiful things about cakes and candies and never eat it. Now, if we go a little bit beyond this level to the second level, what we call second, just for the sake of a simplified matter, the second level, then we will probably have a lot more abilities than the first one, including the miracles. But the most striking achievement we can have in the second level is the eloquence and the ability to debate. And no one seems to be able to conquer the person who has achieved the second level because he has tremendous power of eloquence. And his intellect is at the peak of his power. Most of the people who has ordinary mind, a very simple IQ, cannot match this person because his IQ has opened to a very high degree. But it is not only the physical brain that has been developed more. It is the mystical power. It is the heavenly power, the wisdom that is inherent inside us now begin to open. In India, people call this level buddhi, means intellectual level. And when you achieve buddhi, you become a Buddha. That's where the word Buddha came from, buddhi and Buddha. Now, so the Buddha is precisely just that. So most of the people call an enlightened person a Buddha. If he doesn't know beyond the second level, he'll probably feel very proud about it. But actually, if he only achieved the second level, which he can see through the past, present, and future of any person he chooses to see, and if he has, in which he has an absolute eloquence of speech, then it's not yet the end of the kingdom of God. And any person should not be proud of this ability of reading into the past, present, and future, because that is the Akashic record. What do you know in the Western terminology? All of you who practice yogas or some kind of meditation would understand Akashic record, which is a kind of library, like the one we have next door in the UN, with all kind of languages in it. You see, Arabic, Russian, Chinese, English, and French, German, everything in your library next door, all kind of languages. And should you have the ability to read all these languages, you know what's going on in that country. Understand? So similarly, the one who has access to the second level, he would understand. He can interpret a pattern of a person very clearly, the way you see your own biography. There are much more to be gained from the second level of a consciousness. But when one reaches the second level, it is already fantastic, already a living Buddha. Yes, because you have opened the body, the intellect. And we know many things that we could not name. And every so-called miracles would happen to us, whether we want it or not. Because our intellect just open and just know how to contact the higher source of healing, of arranging, so that our life would become smoother, yeah, and better. And our intellect, our body, has opened so that it can have access to all the information necessary from the past and from the present in order to arrange and to kind of rearrange or kind of make up for something we did wrong in the past, in a sense, so that to correct the mistake and then to make our life better. Therefore, what I have explained to you is very scientific and very logical. And no need to think that a yogi or a meditation person is some kind of a mystical person or an extraterrestrial. They are terrestrial beings, like any one of us, who are developed because they know how. So this is a kind of beyond this world science, and which we could learn also. And it sounds very strange, but the higher the things, the more simple. Within the second level, there are many levels too, huh? But I just make it brief because I cannot be detailed. All the secret of heaven. Anyhow, you will know all this also when you travel along with a master who has already traveled. Yes, so it's no secret. But then we have the knowledge of the other world at the same time. You understand? Because we travel. Just like you are American citizen, or you are any other citizens of the world, but then you travel from one country to another just to know what the neighbor country looks like. And I guess many of you in the United Nations are not Native Americans, no? So you know now, the same thing. We can travel to the next planets or the next level of life in order to understand. Because the distance is so great, so we cannot walk, we cannot take a rocket, and we cannot take even a UFO. Some worlds are longer than UFOs could fly. Now there are a facility within us which is faster than any UFO can comply. This is our own soul, we call spirit sometimes. And we can fly with these without any poor, without any police, traffic jam or anything at all. Just like when we drive the car, we must know the law of the traffic. Yeah, red light, you stop. Green light, we go. Drive left or not drive, etc. Highway, how much speed? Yes. So there are some very simple law in the universe, in the physical universe. Beyond our world, beyond this physical universe, there's no law. No law at all. We are free. Free citizen. But we have to get beyond that in order to be free. And as long as we still live in this world, in a physical body, we should, as much as possible, to keep within the law so we don't get into trouble. So these laws have been written in the Bible, of your Christian Bible, and in the Buddhist Bible, or in the Hindu Bible. The very simple one, like we don't harm the neighbors, we don't kill, thou shalt not kill, and then not commit outside loving relationship, and not stealing, etc., and not taking intoxicant. That's included the drugs today. The drug is included all kind of gambling and anything that make our mind attached to the physical pleasure and forget the spiritual journey. If we want to fly fast, high, and without danger. These are physical law, just like the law of physics. When a rocket wants to fly, the scientists had to observe certain law. So therefore, our body is very precious because within it sits the Master. That's why in the Bible it says, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, and Almighty God dwells within you, the Holy Spirit." Same thing. But many people read this verse but do not understand, do not realize the greatness of this sentence, and do not try to find out. Apart from our everyday struggle and money earning and all these physical problems, we have more beauty, more freedom, more knowledge within. And should we know the proper way to contact this, this is all ours because we have them inside. It's just because we don't know where the key is and we locked this house for a long time and now we've forgotten that we have this treasure, that's all. So the so-called Master is the one who can help us to open the door and show us what is originally already belonged to us. So after the second, you may have more power if you are determined and work for it. You will go to the third, the so-called third one, is a higher step. The one who goes to the third world has to be absolutely clean of every debt of this world. At least, you understand? If we own something to the king of this physical world, we cannot go up. Just like if you are criminal of some nation, you're not clear of the record, you cannot pass beyond the border to go to another nation. So the debt of this world, including many things that we have done in the past and in the present, and maybe in the future days of our physical life. Now all these have to be cleared, just like we clear the custom before we can go into the world beyond. So now, if we want to go to the third world, we must be absolutely clean of every trace of karma. Karma is the law of, as you sow, so shall you reap. Just like we plant an orange seed, then we get orange. An apple seed, we have apple. So these are the so-called karma. It's a Sanskrit language for course and retribution. The Bible doesn't talk about karma, but it says, as you sow, so shall you reap. That's the same thing. And what next? Of course you go to the higher, the four. And the fourth word is already out of extraordinary. But before you reach the light, it's darker than that. It's a kind of forbidden city. Before we reach God's knowledge, we are stopped over there. But with a master, with an experienced master, you can pass through. Otherwise, we cannot find the road in that kind of world. When we reach different levels of plan of existence, we have experienced not only spiritually changes, but physical change also, intellectual change, and everything else in our life. We look at life different manner. We walk differently, we work differently. Even our work, our daily work, takes on a different meaning. And we understand why we work this way, why we have to be in this job, or why should we change the job. We understand our purpose of life, so we no longer feel restless and agitated. Yes, but we wait very harmoniously, patiently, for our mission on earth to finish, because we know where we're going next. We know while we are living. That's what it says, dying while living. Yes, yes. And I suppose some of you have heard of something like this before, but I don't know any master who can speak differently. Except that we have to experience the actual joy of the inner experiences. How can anyone who describe, a Mercedes-Benz differently, right? It has the same thing. So any people who own a Mercedes-Benz or who knows Benz, he would describe the same thing, understand? But that is not the Benz. So even though I speak to you in a very ordinary language, but these are not ordinary things. And these are the things we have to experience by ourselves, with work, sincerity, and with a guidance. Yes, it's safer that way. So after that, you will go to a higher level. Now after the fourth, you go to the high level, the house of the master, which is the fifth level. Or the master came from there. Even though the level are higher than the fifth, they will stay there. It's a residence of the master. And beyond that, there are many aspects of God which is difficult to understand. I am afraid to confuse you. So probably another time I will tell you. Or maybe after initiation and you had a little bit more prepared, then I will tell you some terrific things about your imagination. How sometimes it plays wrong about many ideas about God. Mm. So I welcome some questions, should there be any.
You said that the master can borrow people's karma.
Yeah.
In that case, the karma is erased for these people. What is the consequence for the people?
Yes, yes, yes. The master can erase anybody's karma, if that's what the master chooses to do. In fact, all the disciples, at the time of initiation, all the karma in the past has to be erased. Only leave the present karma so we can go on to continue with this life, otherwise we die immediately. No karma cannot live here. Therefore, the master has to erase the stored karma only, so the person is clean, and leave a little bit of karma for him to continue this life, to do what he has to do in this life. And after this finished, that's why he can go. Otherwise, how can he go? Even if he's clean this life, how clean? And how about last lives? You understand?
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
And is there karma in all the realms?
Not all the realms, up to the second realms only. Because our mind, our brain, the computer, is manufactured in that second plane. When we go down all the way from the higher plane down to this physical plane, supposed to do some work, right? For example, even the master go from the fifth plane up to the physical world. Then he has to go through the second plane and pick up this computer and fix it in order to work in this world. Just like a diver who dives into the sea, he has to go through a preparation of a mask of oxygen and everything. Even though he himself doesn't look so ridiculous, but when he wears the oxygen mask and the diving clothes, he looks like a fog, you know. That's how we look like sometimes, with all this computer and the physical hindrance. Otherwise, we are absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. You said that at the end of the second world, before going, you leave all of your karma behind.
Yeah.
Or you have resolved or cleaned all your karma.
Yes.
Does that mean that also all the karma of the past lives that you come into this life with too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because no computer to register anything. We only have karma because we have this computer, the mind, the brain, which is meant to record every experience of the physical world. That's why we have it. Bad or good, we register it in here. That's what we call karma. Karma is what? Just the experiences. Bad or good, our reaction, our learning experiences in many lifetimes. And because we have a kind of so-called conscience, we know we should be good, and sometimes we did bad. Therefore, we call that is karma. And the bad things weigh down on us. Just like a lot of garbage, luggage, because of the law of gravity, it pull us down and make us difficult to climb the mountain. Understand?
Mm.
Because of a lot of moral disciplines in this world, a lot of rules, a lot of customs, lots of habits in different nations, bind us within this kind of so-called conceptions of good and bad, guilt and innocence. Therefore, when we interact with people of this world, we have experiences of good and bad, guilt and innocence, according to the custom, habit of that nation and law of that nation. Understand? And it becomes a habit that we think that way, that we do this, we are guilty, we do that, we are a bad person. And this always recorded in here. And that's what make us transmigrate and make us bound into this physical world or the, a little bit higher world, but not high enough. We're not free enough, we're not light enough to float above, you understand? Because of all this conception, preconception.
Thank you for your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of this fascinating lecture on the mystery of the world beyond. And now please stay tuned for music and poetry on a journey through aesthetic realms, only on Supreme Master Television. God bless you and your loved ones always.